quiz time. Question, only one question. What is the opposite of a prayer? What is the opposite of a prayer? Who said what over here? A curse. If a prayer is a petition offered Godward, then a curse would be a petition offered Satanward. A number of years ago, I made a house call in the afternoon, and as I walked up and began to knock on the screen door, I heard a mother say, and the mother's not here, say, "God damn you!" Not to me, but to the child. "God damn you!" And I thought, my goodness, what does she know what she's doing? She was asking God to damn her children. She was putting a curse on her children. You see, we do so much with our tongues. We say things that we don't even mean. And this gives an opportunity for Satan just immediately to grasp it and fulfill the wish that you have prayed. Today I want to ask you the question, can a person be cursed? Can you be cursed? Can a person be cursed, first of all, by man? And secondly, can you be cursed by God? And we'll go to the guidebook, and we'll see what the word says. If a blessing, again, conveys simply a wish to God for a blessing for somebody, then the opposite of that would be a curse. And the curse is produced by a person asking Satan to curse somebody. And it's a very serious thing that we're engaged in, because we daily hear people say what they don't really mean. Well, Satan doesn't care if he didn't mean it. Satan says, "He said it, she said it." That'll be it then. So we want to go into the Word of God and see if a person can be cursed by God and by man. And if you can be cursed, how long will this curse last? How far down the line will the curse last? Did you know that you can be cursed to the third and fourth generation? Do you know that something can happen to me and my children's children's children can be affected by it? You say, no, that's not really true. Well, again, let's see what God says. And in Exodus chapter 21, God says, "I speak these words to you. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord God, am a jealous God." And he says, "I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of them." So we do things that through the bloodline affects our children. We do things through the spirit line that affects our children. Example, bloodline would be sexual diseases. Example of spiritual line would be dabbling in the occult, for example. So in Exodus 21, we're simply told that God does visit to the third and fourth generations. This doesn't mean that God does it, but it means that God allows it to happen because we ourselves set something in motion that would be perpetuated. God gives us free will. And so in this free will, we do things that and other people suffer. So when I turn to Numbers 14, 18, I read about the same thing. God is long-suffering. He's great mercy. He forgives iniquities, praise God. He forgives transgressions, praise God. By no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. Now, in the book of Exodus, we first said, "Thou shalt have no image before me." What Satan has done today has camouflaged it all, and he has deceived us with a counterfeit religion. And the images that he has set up is a counterfeit of the image that God has set up in his Son, Christ Jesus. And when we become involved in the deceptive occult practices, when we become involved in the deception of something that is a counterfeit, then we become bowing down to that image, and it says here that when we do this, then the children are going to suffer, and the children's children are going to suffer. This is why you must first of all pray for forgiveness, and secondly, you must renounce every practice that you've had with the occult, knowingly or unknowingly. And if you want sample prayers that are on the table in the narthex that you can read, and when you pray that prayer sincerely, then it cancels it out completely, and it frees you. But the consequences must be dealt with. So first of all, can a person be cursed by man? The answer is yes, you can be cursed by man. You've heard of magic spells, and they're all kind of magical spells. And this idea of a magical spell placed on a person is on the belief that it is possible to enlist the support of superhuman beings. Now, the Word of God tells us that this planet is enveloped with supernatural beings. We call it the powers of the air, the principalities. We've got God with his angels, we've got Satan with his demons, and they are there. And when a person uses a magical spell, they are enlisting the support of these supernatural beings with whom the universe abounds. And he is persuading them, or she is persuading them, to carry out the person's wishes. It comes by phone calls, it can come by written notices, and it comes by spoken words, where people will cast a spell on people. They will try their best to do this. Now, the unfortunate thing is that sometimes Christians do this unknowingly, and great amounts of suffering come as a result of that. Now, to show you that a person can be cursed by man, Goliath. When Goliath spoke out, the scripture says in 1 Samuel 17, said, "I curse you by my gods." He said it, "I curse you by my gods." And in Deuteronomy, we read in chapter 11 that there was a curse placed for obedience, and there was a blessing placed by a curse for disobedience, and a blessing was the reward for obedience. And so today, Satan, with his great ingenuity, is allowing the children of God to be cursed by man. I'll give you an example. A lady all of a sudden who had perfect health started getting sick all the time. There was no apparent reason for her illness. She went to the doctor, and the doctor said there's no reason for you to be ill. You know, your blood's right, everything is okay. But she was ill, and especially was she ill when she was in the bedroom, and she didn't understand why it was happening. Well, through the knowledge given to her by some Christian mature people who are aware of what the Bible says, that maybe something has happened to you, she said, well, as she asked God to give her some discernment, she started getting sick when she received a present from somebody who was a Christian. And to make a long story short, her friend went with her in the bedroom, they looked at the present, and on behind the present, there were some very strange markings. And those markings had been placed there as a curse for the person who receives it. Now you're saying, Pastor, this is like piracy. This, you know, Blackbeard. This, yes, it's happened. It happened. It happened. And when she immediately took that plaque, destroyed it, got rid of it, she became feeling better, and she never got sick again on the symptoms that she had. Which is to say that you can be cursed by a person unknowingly. Through the bloodline, sometimes in history, people receive curses. This is why I tell people, if you have to have a blood transfusion, if you have to have a blood transfusion, you don't have a blood transfusion until you have applied the blood of Jesus to the blood that you're about to get. Because it's been proven that demons have been transferred from one to another through the blood. Now, you can believe or disbelieve this, but it's true. This is why the blood is so important. The blood of Jesus is so important. Cursing comes, and the Bible tells us very carefully and very clearly that the violator of the law is under a curse. His doom has been pronounced. Escape is impossible, but thanks be to God what happened on Jesus at the cross. It says, He became a curse for us. He became a curse for us. Because cursed is everyone that hangs upon the tree. Okay, Indian curses in America have been given to people. This country belonged to the Indians before it belonged to the white people. And when a person was being delivered back in Pennsylvania, I think, a demon spoke forth and said, My name is Thunder Bird. And he said, I am a Comanche Indian spirit. This girl in whom this demon had been manifesting was of Comanche descent. And he said, My name is Thunderbird. What do you do? I thunder and I cause commotion, and I'm trying my best to get this person all twisted up and confused. When the white man came to America, through rape, through sexual immorality, those people have received the curses, because every single American Indian tribe was demon worshipers. Every American Indian tribe worshiped the devil. And this has been transferred into us if you have Comanche, if you have Indian descent. So what do? You go home and say, Oh, it's so bad. No, you don't. You say, God, I thank you that the victory is mine through Christ Jesus. I break right now a curse placed upon me in Jesus' name. I break that curse because the name of Jesus will break that curse. Now, perhaps enough about what happens to us by other people. It does happen. I just say that to let you know. But people, I want you to know also that I have caused God to curse me. And you cause God to curse you if you do these things that we're going to mention. What I did was go through the Bible and look up curses. And I was dumbfounded on the amount of scripture that came forth where God says, I'm going to curse you. Me? God's going to curse me? It says right here, I will curse you if you do not do this. I will curse you if you do this. So, I don't want to be cursed by God. I don't want you, my people, to be cursed by God. Cursing by God means that you do something that sets something in motion, because God cannot go against His will. God cannot be unkind to Himself. God just has to be faithful to what He said. And this is what I found that He says. And I want you to turn to these if you want your own eye proof. From Malachi chapter 3, verse 8, 9, and 10. And this will come as a strange set of words to some people. We curse ourselves. We curse ourselves when we do not tithe. It says clearly right here in Malachi chapter 3, verse 8, 9, and 10. Will a man rob God? Yet you've robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. The word tithe means 10%. In tithes and then offerings that above the tithe. You are cursed with a curse. This is God speaking. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even the whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. Prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. So we have very clearly in black and white. If you do not tithe, according to God's word, this is not me speaking now, it's the word of God. If you do not tithe 10% of your income, God says you are cursed with a curse. But if you do, He says, I'll open the windows of heaven. I'll just open those windows like a Bombay door of an airplane and let the blessings come out. I don't have to say any more. You're cursed with a curse if you have robbed God. How have I robbed God? In the tithes and the offerings. Would you turn, as I lead you to Jeremiah chapter 17. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5 and 6. If you trust in man instead of trusting in God, then you're cursed with a curse by God. And you're saying, well, I don't understand this. How can God curse me? I'm his child. Well, God says, I put certain things in motion, and if you don't do these things, then you will have to receive the punishment. God says, I don't want you to go to hell, but unless you believe in my son Jesus, then you have to go. I will not send you there, but you will go there because you've sent yourself. God says, I give you this curse. I don't want you to have it, but if you do not obey me, then you just have to receive the curse because I will not be untrue to myself. Jeremiah 17, verse 5 and 6. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusts in man and makes flesh his arm, whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. Now these are God's words, people. It says very clearly, cursed is the man that makes another man his trust, and makes flesh his arm. Now we think about the flesh being the arm. A strong arm, trust in man, will give you a curse. But if your heart's trusting in Jesus, if your heart's trusting in God, then you will receive a blessing. We curse ourselves, people, when we trust in man instead of God. Now, this might sound very good to us all, but you'll have opportunity this week to put this into practice. In your work, in your home, at school, you'll have opportunity. You'll have opportunity to trust in man or to say, my trust is in God. My trust is in Jehovah God. Go back to Malachi, would you, for the third way we can curse ourselves. Now, all of these are sermons within themselves. We just want to state them as we go through them, and you'll have them in your memory bank as seeds planted, and I trust God that the word will be planted in our soil and will return blessing instead of cursing. Malachi chapter 4, verse 6. You curse yourself when your family has an improper structure. When your family is improperly structured, you curse yourself. The scripture is Malachi 4, 6. He shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite you with a curse. If your family is not structured properly, by that we mean father, mother, and children. By that we mean husband, wife, and children. If it's not structured right with submission, then you are bringing a curse upon yourself. The fourth curse you bring upon yourself is found in Deuteronomy 27. Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 21, 22, and 23. And the scripture says, cursed be he that lieth with any manner of beast. All the people shall say amen. Verse 22, cursed be he that lieth with his sister, the daughter of his father, the daughter of his mother, and all the people shall say amen. Verse 23, cursed be he that lieth with his mother-in-law, and all the people shall say amen. We curse ourselves when we lie with these people or even with the beast. And I know a person not too far removed from here involved in this. And you say, well, no, this is for old time, or this is for people who live somewhere else. But no, there is a man not too far removed who does this, practices the sex with a beast. And it says right here, cursed is that one. Cursed is anyone else who lies with these people that we have mentioned. So it is God's word, cursed be to those people. The fifth is this. Again, Deuteronomy, while you have your Bibles open, one page over maybe, chapter 28, verse 15 and 16. A curse be to all who refuse to conform to do the word of God. Deuteronomy 28, 15 and 16. It shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. And back to Deuteronomy 21, verse 26. Which you can't find because there is no verse 26. Well, I got to get a new typewriter. It says again, cursed is the person who refuses to conform to do the word of God. Now, people, we know what the word of God is. And if we refuse to do the word of God, then we're going to say, God, give me a curse. That's just what we're saying. We're saying, God, curse me now. I'm refusing to conform to what you do. Then Deuteronomy 11:28, maybe I should look at that before you get there. Deuteronomy 11:28 says, a curse, trying to please God by obeying his commandments instead of trusting Christ. And this is a big one, people. Trying to please God by obeying his commandments instead of trusting Christ. And a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I commanded you this day to go after other gods which ye have not known. Pleasing God by keeping his commandments instead of trusting God, which goes back to the idols again, which is the seven of the ones that I've chosen to mention this morning. And back to Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 15. Cursed be the man that makes any graven or molten image an abomination unto the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and puts it in a secret place. Puts it in a secret place, and all the people shall answer and say, amen. Amen to that. Okay, people, this is how we curse ourselves. You know, we get messed up enough as it is. But God says, you allow the curse to come to you when you don't tithe, when you trust in man instead of God, if your family is improperly structured, four, who lies with a father's wife or a man or a beast or a sister, five, who refuse to conform to do all the word of God, six, when you try to please God by obeying his commands instead of trusting Christ, and seven, if you have your idols. Let me lead you to Romans 12:14 in conclusion. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. If it wasn't possible to curse people, why would the word say that? Bless people, curse them not. And James says in James chapter 3, verse 9 and 10, regarding the tongue, wherewith bless we God, even the Father, and wherewith bless and curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be. May God help us to use our tongue to bless and not to curse, because this we can do. And may God help us to examine ourselves and to evaluate ourselves so that we would not be allowing curses to come upon us. Because according to the word of God, we can be cursed by God. Pray with me. Father God, I know you are a loving God, and I praise you for that. But I also praise you that you are a consistent God, and that you are a God who loves us so much that you give us free choice. When we have chosen wrong, and we have chosen by error, I pray, Father, you would forgive us, forgive our sins against you, forgive our sins against our fellow man, so that we can be in right relation with you. We are mindful and made aware of the spiritual battle that we are in as Christians. We are not in ignorance that Satan is like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. and he is the father of lies. And since we know this, our Father, may we do something about it. May we cancel every curse that's been placed upon us. May we break every soul tie that has been made in years gone by, so that we can be free to be the people of God, free to be the instruments through which you can work your healing, your redemption, and your blessing to a starved, crying, fretful, disturbed world. And I thank you that it is Jesus and his blood shed on the cross that makes all this possible today. May the word that we've heard this day sink into our heart. May we act upon it accordingly, so that we can be the blessed people of God instead of the cursed people of God. In Jesus' name, amen.